Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Here's Sam Darnold on the mic.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good. They're going to keep bringing it. I would, too. No, and they are.
Here comes Collins on the left. Darnold quickly unloads. He throws an interception right into the hands of Devin McCourty. The Patriots went after Darnold, and McCourty has another pick, his fifth of 2019. Darnold takes the snap, drops back with a twist up front, throws off the back foot in the end zone, picked off by Daron Harmon. Harmon lands across the goal line for a touchback.
They got this kid scared.
Ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
Snaps the pass to Darnold. He takes it. There's a blitz coming. He's hit. He floats one across the middle. Intercepted by Gilmore. Rises from the turf at the 30. Runs it back right across the 35-40. Gilmore tries to get outside. And he is clipped down on the far side of the field by Crowder.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good.
And here comes Simon on a blitz. He gets to the corner. Falls loose. Patriots recover. John Simon gets to the quarterback. And rising to his feet, Van Noy runs left to the 25-20, 15-10. Cuts it right to 5. Kyle Van Noy is into the end zone. He's got another scoop and score. Fans in the pocket. Throws off the back foot of the end zone. Intercepted. Leaping in front of the intended receiver, Terrence Brooks. Another back foot throw. Picked off by the Patriots.
Attaboy, Sammy D. Off the back foot all day. Knock, knock. Guess who's here? The boogeyman coming.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
Intercepted.
That's not good.
Darnold has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with J.C. Jackson in pursuit. Darnold, from a snap from Khalil, could not handle the snap.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And last night, the Jets did not play well. They did not. As I predicted, as I smelled yesterday morning, I smelt the smell of Jets.
Gotta give it to you, Fred. You were pissing vinegar Friday, but when we called you on it yesterday, you were like, well, now I reached the day of reckoning.
I smelled the Jets in the air.
Right. Is that kind of a reckoning that a Jets fan goes through throughout the week? You start to talk yourself into feeling confident about a game.
Yes.
And then once it's the actual moment where it's about to start or the day of, you go, boy, reality setting
in. You realize that it's not... Not a lot's going to go right.
Nobody thought it was going to be that bad, though. I mean, that was just as atrocious as of a performance from a quarterback that I can remember in a long time. That's Peterman-esque. I mean, I actually went and I looked at the quarterback ratings, and his is amongst like one of the five worst in the last decade.
It's the worst ever against the Patriots.
Yep.
The worst ever against the Patriots. The other one was that Titans quarterback in the snow game, the 59-0 snow game.
Who was playing quarterback during that? I just remember Jeff Fisher funny showing up wearing like a Patriots jersey the next day saying, well, I just want to like wear the uniform of a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now Darnold's got himself on the Super Bowl video for the Patriots when he said that he was seeing ghosts.
Kerry Collins, by the way, was quarterback that day.
Which Van Noy said, I can't believe he said that, and to that I would say he was sitting on the bench. But Brody, go ahead.
Ooh, Sammy D. Hey, Fred, were you seeing ghosts at Jets quarterback's pass last night or what? That kid sucks.
Oh, please.
His pregame interview, he said, I went back and studied the basics, how to set every protection. He couldn't even get the line set pre-snap.
That's Booger McFarland. I'm not blaming him for the way the line played last night. That's ludicrous. They signed Ryan Khalil, who's been in the league for 20 years. Listen, Darnold played like crap, and he got scared, and he was floating balls, and he was doing everything else. But that, I think you're putting a lot on a 22-year-old kid to have him be responsible for setting the line. I mean, they deliberately got a 55-year veteran to do just that. I mean, he's not Tom Brady. He hasn't been in the league for 20 years. He played, like, horribly last night.
It's been a while.
I mean, he's not a bad quarterback, but he's played horribly last night.
It's been a while since I've seen a guy spin out of control like that.
Yeah.
In the second half,
there's no denying
he was missing guys by 10 yards. Well, there were guys on the sideline. That he overshot by 10 feet.
He was throwing it into the stands.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
He was, he got spooked. He was, the Patriots have a very, very good defense, and he got spooked. There's no question about it. Manny, go ahead. You're still a show pony. Manny, go ahead.
Good morning, Fred. That's going to be the theme of the day. Ooh, he sucked last night.
Yeah.
Not the night to get mic'd up.
No. That quote is going to live with him his entire career.
I got to ask you guys a question, right? Zolak, he's just all the times he goes, ooh, and ah, and he's laughing and shit. He's criticizing ESPN for the camera work. Can he get crap for that when he does that?
I don't think criticizing ESPN, no. I mean,
ESPN has nothing to do with the local broadcast.
And I also think that Zolak has done it enough where people like that about him. They like the Zogasms.
Well, I was looking at Twitter today. I don't know who's got more of a Patriots heart on you or Zolak. Kevin, go ahead.
Oh, no. It was more ripping on Sam Darnold because I knew that would fire you up this morning.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I need a cigarette. No.
The cigarette was after the Star Wars.
That was the Star Wars trip.
The cigarette was the Star Wars. Fair enough. You've been vindicated.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, good news. Sam Darnold looked terrible. Adam Gase looked worse. But Booger McFarland was the worst I've ever experienced. They're up 24-0, got two bogus penalties, and he said, you know what? This defense is beating itself. Next play, they get an interception.
Yeah.
Get Booger McFarland off the television.
He's not awful. He's not great, but he's...
There's so much to rip on last night, and especially Darnold. I don't know why he was so focused on it being Darnold's fault that they were getting free blitz. There were guys running free.
Didn't they have a rookie at left tackle last night?
Listen, I give Mayfield crap, and he's got a bad line. He also has people to throw to. But, I mean, there's a lot of things that could have happened in that. There's a couple things that could have happened in that game that maybe would have kept it under some sort of control early. But, like, Demaryius Thomas not being on the team. But,
revenge game, Fred.
He made a couple of tough catches now.
When it was too late.
No, hey, look, you look for any positive. If you're a Jet fan, Demaryius Thomas made a couple of really tough catches last night.
Is that really what you're going to leave with if you're a Jets fan?
Yes, that's gonna be actually, positive? Think about it. What else can you talk about?
No, they got their asses kicked. I still think Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. I mean, he just freaked out. It happens.
A night like that, if you – and I, too, think Sam Darnold's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Maybe not this season, but soon, in the next 2 or 3 years. If you're a marginal quarterback and you go through a night like that, that kind of thing is, I don't want to say career-altering, but it leaves a dent in your psyche you can't get rid of.
Well, I mean, they say that he's mentally tough, so you hope
you're going to have to be.
This is not going to be something, because, I mean, you're right. Any other quarterback,
as bad as it gets.
You would think that on Monday Night Football, and then, as I said, unfortunately, that quote is going to stick with him for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's like, it's the ultimate sign of weakness of a quarterback to admit that you're seeing ghosts. And I kind of felt bad for him that he was mic'd up, but then again, he's a second-year quarterback. I mean, if he was a rookie, it'd be one thing. But he's been in the league for a little bit.
Yeah, but
he kind of knew what he was doing.
What was that, like his 11th start?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, 16th.
All right, fine.
Tessitore said it's one full season.
So that was one full season.
But, yeah. But then we can't give him leeway or a little bit of, okay, well, maybe he's working things out, and then look at Baker Mayfield and crap on him.
No.
Because they both have awful offensive lines.
No, you can absolutely do that. Baker Mayfield played 4 years of college at an exceptionally high level. He's 2 years older than Sam Darnold, and he has he doesn't have the makeup of Sam Darnold in terms of certainly physically in his way of maneuvering in the pocket.
Yes. Well, the other thing is Mayfield has been outspoken. Darnold is reserved in the way he handles the media.
Although
so Mayfield deserves all the crap he gets because he woke up feeling dangerous, and he's anything but that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he deserves the crap that he gets. Darnold has never said anything even remotely close to that. And he had a horrible night.
I just learned this, like, last night. I didn't hear him say this, but apparently.
About Herndon?
No, he said something about the Patriots defense last week.
Oh, like, he said someone's got to do something.
Which I think was, Kyle Van Noy listens to everything, apparently. He uses everything as bulletin board material. When he's on Gresh and Zola, when he's on Zola Bertrand, what's up, Gresh? He ends up, like, always talking about, yeah, we heard that throughout the week, we did it. And if there's one guy or one group of guys that do listen to the noise, it's them. Now, whether that's obviously part of the reason that they have been historically good, I don't know, but it's something to pay attention to if you're an opposing quarterback in an upcoming game.
So if you're a Patriots fan, you got to be, I mean, the Patriots defense is
awesome.
Is awesome.
They're so fun to watch.
It's historic.
You can crap on Darnold all you want, and you can crap on him fumbling, but that's going to happen with him because he's going to try to evade pressure.
Just Gilmore makes plays that are just utterly ridiculous.
Well, McCourty is having a career year. I mean, yeah, they're a great defense, so that's something you can take away from this. Yes.
Patriots have given up 48 points through the first seven games. The previous low is by that 2000 Baltimore defense. Through seven games, that 2000 Baltimore defense had given up 75 points through seven games. That is remarkable. Regardless of the competition, these are NFL teams. 48 points through seven games.
No, I give them all the credit in the world for that game because that was a team that, handled Dallas pretty well.
Okay, I got to go back and I got to watch the highlights of that Dallas game because I only saw a little bit of it. How did Dallas lose to that team?
The Jets played, and Fred, feel free to correct me, that first half for the Jets was great. Second half, not really that good, and they had to hang on in the fourth quarter. But the first half, Sam Darnold against that Dallas defense was almost perfect.
Well, I also think the last four games of last season, Sam Darnold had the best quarterback rating in the league. So, the Dolphins has played well before. It just, the Patriots defense is really, really good. Darnold played all right against Buffalo. He played very well against Dallas, and he played like crap last night. The Patriots defense that confused them. They confused the offensive line. Again, Booger McFarland, I'm not putting it on a 22-year-old playing in his 16th game to set the offensive line. I think that there's, when you have a guy who's played his 16th season or whatever it is in Ryan Khalil, I think that that's, maybe his responsibility a little bit. But you can't take anything away from the Patriots defense. If you were wondering if they're legit, they're legit. Because Sam Darnold's not a bad quarterback. He's not bad. He wasn't bad going into last night's game, and I don't think he's going to be bad next week. But they made him look absolutely historically terrible. And if you think that was bad, I can't wait to see Baker Mayfield play.
Then the fun continues next week.
The
interception leader in the NFL right now, and that defense going up against him.
Yeah, Darnold, and the thing is, Darnold was afraid to get hit. He was afraid that there was going to be a free rusher every play.
That was the third quarter.
Yeah, because they destroyed him in the first quarter.
No, that was the third quarter. There was no one near him for a handful of plays in a row, and he was throwing passes everywhere.
I mean,
he was really fun. It was, if you're a Patriot fan, it was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's not often you see an NFL quarterback spin into a ditch like that, regardless of who it is.
I mean, they confused him, they scared him, and, I mean, listen, you hope it's a learning experience for him. But, no, I don't think Darnold is anywhere. I think Darnold's going to be a good quarterback, but that, I would give credit to the Patriots' defense, too. I wouldn't say it's just Darnold. I mean, they confused him, and they got in his face. And it's a shame that that kid was mic'd up last night, because you're right, that quote's going to follow him around. It's not quite the butt fumble, but it will follow him around nonetheless. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
All right, let's get to it. Some great post-game locker room quotes as well.
All right, let's be come right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. Sports
Touch. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I
didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And last night, I could smell it in the air. I smelled it in the air when we were in studio. I smelled Jets. And I smelt bad things coming. Bad things are brewing. And the Jets even exceeded my expectations. Including, how many third and longs and fourth and longs,
Fred,
and everything? We'll focus on Sam Darnold because obviously night was ruined from that. I assumed they were going to lose big. But I didn't assume Darnold was going to have a career, like a historically bad game. But when the Patriots got the ball, the crowd was kind of into it. And then they said, we're going to keep this thing for a while.
Yeah, we'll keep it for a nice long-ass drive.
And then we're just going to like, hey, you're getting us into third and 10. No prob. I have no weapons to throw to, except Ben Watson's going to look like Rob Gronkowski tonight.
Except for that first pass, which went right off his helmet, which...
Off of his face.
It was a bad...
Not the side of his helmet, his face.
He converted plenty of third and longs.
Everyone did,
He did. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to it, shall we?
Watson, the tight end left, takes the snap. The Jets rush forward. Brady lobs a throw down the right side for Torsett. Open! Touchdown! Patriots! What a beautiful throw by TB12.
The Patriots absolutely...
Was that to Dorsett?
Yeah, that was the Dorsett
okay.
One.
How much did Booger McFarland put that on Tremaine Johnson? And Johnson had his hand in there.
That was a nice catch.
It was a perfect pass.
Perfect pass. Nice catch to hang in there and catch it with Johnson in his field of view.
Johnson had his hand out, and the ball went directly over his hand.
You can't blame
again,
him for that. No.
I'm telling you, give the Patriots some credit. They had to go down the field in 18 plays. They killed. It was a demoralizing... Then Brady throws that to Dorsett, and they're like, oh, Tremaine Johnson didn't have good coverage. Whatever, he was there, and his hand was out, and it was a perfectly thrown ball.
Well, let's start with the tale of two quarterbacks. First, there was Tom Brady, who led about as perfect an opening drive as one could ask for.
Two receivers left, Edelman outside of Myers. Brady's under center. Here comes Edelman in motion to the right, and it's a pitch to Michel to the left, and he's into the end zone for a Patriots touchdown!
Sexy!
Ooh, don't say that. Stop. Killing over 8.5 minutes of clock, and then ending with Zolak saying that.
Yeah.
The Pats were in control the entire time and made it look easy. After that, the offensive stats weren't really all that great, but considering the amount of players injured on that side of the ball, 323 yards is about what you'd hope for.
And what are they going to do in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's true. Brady was a lackluster for him, 31 of 45, 249 yards.
Did they hit him?
Yeah, he got hit once, I remember, pretty hard. However, one player in particular was racking up the fantasy points last night.
Third down and goal to go. It's a heavy set for the Pats. Watson motions left to right from the eye. Roberts in front of Michelle, who takes the handoff and runs it to the right.
Got it.
And Sonny Michelle with a lunge dives in for his third touchdown of the night as New England adds to its lead.
All right, one thing I'll say is don't pat him on the back.
Well,
too much.
I was just about to say, despite his three scores, he's a little bit of a concern. He got stuffed twice at the goal line and averaged only about 2 yards per carry.
Yeah, let's not throw a parade for Sonny Michel.
No, and I don't think anybody is, but, I mean, if you look at the touchdown, and as I said, if you're a fantasy player, he was great for you, but who needs a perfect offense when the other team can't even score?
Darnold with a check at the line. Patriots again with a two-down line. Hightower, Simon, now Collins crowd the line, and here comes Simon on a blitz. He gets to the corner, falls loose, Patriots recover. John Simon. Gets to the quarterback, and now rising to his feet, Van Noy runs left to the 25-20, 15-10, cuts it right at the 5, Kyle Van Noy is into the end zone, he's got another scoop and score!
After discussion, the ball recoverer's foot was touched,
yeah.
He'll be down at the 48-yard line, it's a fumble and a recovery by New England, and a first down.
And it didn't even matter.
They scored on that drive anyway, yeah, they were right down the field, scored anyway.
And I'll give it to the Jets for the two guys that were standing right next to Van Noy when he was down on the ground and didn't even bother to touch him.
Yeah, I know, because, I mean, I was even confused, I'm like, hang on, wasn't
he? No, someone tripped on him.
Yeah, he accidentally tripped on him while walking by.
There were two Jets standing on either side of him. And they couldn't even put it upon themselves. No. And by the way, the game's like not completely out of hand at that point.
No, it was 17-0 at that point, and right. Then they went in and made it 24-0.
Right. So, like, you know, you could still be a little invested in what's going on and just simply reach your hand down and touch someone on the ground or jump on them. Like, just jump on them. I mean, what are you doing there?
Well, Darnold,
Gase, and dumb Williams.
Williams, I hate. I hate him. Like, Gase is just, I don't think, that good, but I hate Greg Williams. Remember he was bragging about all, like, the job offers he was getting for head coach?
Yes, he's an idiot.
Well, Darnold threw for just 34 yards in the first half, his fewest at halftime in his career, and was 6 for 13 passing. But in the second half, things got even worse.
Bell was to the right. Now he'll trot into the backfield off the left hip of Darnold. Quarterback with the towel hanging from his belt. Has the snap go through his hands, over his head, into the end zone. And Darnold swats it out of the back of the end zone with... J.C. Jackson in pursuit.
He's still seeing ghosts.
Darnold on the snap from Khalil. Could not handle the snap. He batted it out of the end zone with a pair of penalty markers. Got away.
Illegal bat. Offense number 14. This foul creates a safety. 2 points for New England. Safety kick from the 20-yard line.
That was the one good play of Sam Darnold's, kicking that out of the end zone.
Yeah, he
saved it from being a touchdown.
He's mentally into it still.
Well, the Jets' first three second-half drives on offense ended in an interception, a safety, and another Sam Darnold interception. And despite Sammy D making hot brown rain all over himself, that doesn't take away from the fact that the Patriots' defense, as you said, Fred, is just utterly ridiculous. By the end of the game, they had held Darnold to 11 of 32 passing for just 86 yards, 4 interceptions at a rating of 3.6. They sacked him once for 13 yards and pressured him all night. And as you heard him, he admitted that he was seeing ghosts. But man, that quote is just going to haunt him. As a matter of fact, Sam Darnold's interception total of 4, higher than his passer rating. So if you take a look at it that way, not a good night. And if for some twisted reason you had him starting in your fantasy team, he scored -7 points. That's the lowest this year in the NFL.
Anyone want to guess how many quarterback hits the Patriots had last night?
I mean, I can look it up. So
Hits?
Yep. Quarterback hits. Now, remember, seeing ghosts pressured all night long.
Well, he was
how many quarterback hits?
He was throwing it away pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he just was chucking it anywhere. So I'm going to think it's going to be shockingly low. Like, I would say, I'm going to say like 4.
2. He got hit twice.
Wow.
Jets had 3 quarterback hits.
Well, you know why? Because he was being slippery in the pocket.
Yes.
Is that why it was?
Yeah, that's right. Very hard to get your hands on Sammy D.
Well, as you said earlier, John, a 3.6 passer rating, the lowest by a quarterback against the Patriots in Belichick's 20 seasons. Just an all-out bludgeoning. Here is Tom Brady on the defense.
They're playing great. They're just playing great football. They're doing a great job. They cover rush, stop the run, make critical plays. So they're just, it's awesome to watch.
Brady, by the way, having an all-time short press conference, under 2 minutes, because with the New York media there, he probably knew that at any moment a question could be asked about Netflix shows, right, and Asian spas.
And you wouldn't want to clear it all up. That he didn't have any idea that he would be coming out of. I listened to a little bit of the pregame, and I'll tell you what, as our own Chris Gasper was kind of a mover shaker. He was telling him how it goes down in Hollywood.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, he's like, it's not like he was at a table read. It's not like he was just sent the script.
Is it worth pulling?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it's why I heard the same thing you did, Fred. I think it's absolutely, at the very least, Rich, let them pull it and have you listen to it.
Let me tell you how they do it in Tinseltown.
Yeah, essentially, that's what it was.
Because it's like, it's ridiculous to think Brady got a script. No kidding, stupid. Like, yeah, he didn't get a script. Doesn't mean they didn't tell him he's coming out of. What the hell is he? He wasn't at a table read. No kidding. They flew to Boston.
I was in the car listening with my kids, and I actually made my kids quiet because I wanted to make sure I heard this right.
Because Bertrand was being reasonable, and so is Breer. And then they're like, well, you know, you have more experience in Hollywood than me. And I'm like, what did Gasper ever do? But all of a sudden, he's a showrunner?
I need to go to the IMDb page of Chris Gasper.
You do, because he was something. Maybe he was in a remake of Wizard of Oz.
Well, if he was like us, his IMDb page would have Assy McGee.
I would say, Rich, without a doubt, that at this station that you and I might have the most knowledge of what goes into a fictional television show. Larry, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
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 I know Sammy D played pretty bad last night. That's a given. But the main cause of that win, the Patriots defense was spectacular.
Next week, we're going to find out who's the spookiest member of 98.5 The Sports Zone.
which might be my all-time... That's on the list of all-time favorite out-of-nowhere bits.
Yeah.
That just, we were like, all right, we were bored. Let's find out who the spookiest member of
the station. Next week, just hang on to your souls, because there's going to be who is the spookiest member of 98.5 The Sports Zone.
Well, as you can imagine, the post-game comments are pretty phenomenal. Even Bill Belichick had a good one. But Kyle Van Noy, that dude, we'll play his clip.
Yeah, Van Noy's got a big mouth. All right, hey. You got to pull the audio of Gasper.
It was early. It was really early in the pregame.
It was because I didn't know the pregame was going to be on. I was taking my son. Oh, Mike found it.
Oh, good.
I want to play it anyway because I can make fun of it regardless. But it was pretty great.
Yeah.
Because he's defending Brady. But the way he's defending Brady is very funny.
Like, give Gasper credit. He stuck to his guns. He would not be moved.
Well, hey, you got to get Hooray for Hollywood ready.
Okay, I was looking for something right now.
Like, Hooray for Hollywood.
Captain Entertainment.
Let me tell you how it goes down in the wood. Tinseltown, baby. All right. All right. What do we got? We'll probably talk more about this game.
We'll get those post-game comments.
We'll probably go on all day and then all week. And then,
then we crank up Baker on Thursday.
Is this it again?
Oh, if Baker has a good game.
There you go.
All right. If Baker Mayfield plays well against the Patriots, I'm not coming in. All right. Here are the headlines.
98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We'll investigate a little bit later, but yesterday in the pregame, Christopher Gasper was explaining how things go down in Hollywood. Tinseltown. And Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I got inside info on how Chris Gasper is such a savant about Hollywood. He had his own public access show.
Bro, is that true?
He knows. Oh, that's true.
He was part of the Happy Show and
the Fun Show.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Fun Show.
Yeah.
And had to go to table reads and things of that nature.
Pluto has a girlfriend.
was that the show?
Yeah, that was called the Hunky Dudes with Their Shirts Off for No Reason show.
A cartoon princess.
Somebody was going to draw that on the Popeye show. But yes, there was one great moment that was captured yesterday by the ESPN cameras last night when the Patriots had lined up to punt and the Jets declined back-to-back quote-unquote penalties. A delay of game, also an intentional jumping off sides, all a sneaky way to kill a clock. And when it was all said and done, they showed Belichick actually smiling on the sidelines.
He was being cute.
Yep, he was. And here he is after the game being asked about it, and I actually like his answer.
What'd you make of the Jets declining those two penalties when you were punting in the fourth quarter? It looked like the camera cut to you and you kind of had a smile on your face. Do you think there was any gamesmanship involved there?
No. No, it was just the way the rules are set up. We were able to, you know, run quite a bit of time off the clock without really having to do anything. So it's probably a loophole that'll be closed, but and probably should be closed. But right now, it's open.
I mean, it's a great answer. You just said, yeah, that's exactly what we were doing.
Ernie like spends half his day poring over the rule book. Bill, we can do this. At some point, we're going to put it on a laminated sheet. I'll pull it out sometime, and we can do this.
He's got to still be pissed at Ron Rivera for doing that fair catch kick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the free kick. He didn't think of it first. Yeah.
He's got to be super pissed that he hasn't done that in a game.
Yeah. Well,
Ernie, write this down.
Well, then the other locker room, it was Adam Gase of the protruding eyes who was asked, hey, what, if anything, did you guys do right tonight?
Obviously, that was brutal. We didn't do anything right. All three phases, we were bad. It was just bad performance. Can't play that way against these guys unless it'll look like that, and it's not good. We got a lot of work to do.
Yes, you do. And then there was Sam Darnold, who was asked about his seeing ghost comments.
ESPN caught that seeing ghost comments. How do you feel about that? What were you thinking then? What can you share about that?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I just gotta, you know, just when I talk to the coaches, I just gotta be, you know, straight up. And you know, for me, I just gotta see the field a lot better. That's kind of what that means. And you know, just it was a rough day out there, rough night out there. And obviously, I gotta be better and learn from the mistakes. But we will get better.
All right. Well, in the other locker room, you had Kyle Van Noy, who has dubbed his team's defense the boogeyman, and he couldn't have been more excited that Sam Darnold said what he did when he was mic'd up.
How were you guys able to rattle him? He said at one point on the ESPN broadcast that I felt like he was seeing ghosts.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the boogeyman. It's real.
You talked about the kind of the continuity of your defense. We're up front. You guys are pretty.
Sorry. He really said that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, how were you guys able to rattle him?
That's crazy for him to say that. It just, that makes it real. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Did somebody get a bat to the knee in the background?
Oh, no, they were coming off all the amphetamines.
I mean, my goodness.
Now, listen, those don't just wear off.
It sounded like someone in crippling pain.
Yeah, you can't time those. It's how it works.
Well, Dante Hightower, he was on the ESPN post game yesterday, and he had his commentary about how things went down.
Turned out Sam Darnold was mic'd tonight, and we heard him say on the bench, "I'm seeing ghosts."
Really?
Really. Right. How does that make you feel?
Humbling. Very humbling. It feels good, man. Obviously, it's just something that we're doing inside, outside linebacker room or whatever. But obviously, whenever you can have fun with something like that and continue to build on it or whatever, it's cool. But, I mean, I think that's pretty dope, actually.
So if you look at the New York papers this morning, all of them with their nice little homage to Sam Darnold, the New York Daily News just says, "Damn, Sam. Pats forced Darnold into 5 turnovers in a 33-0 debacle." And then the New York Post just says, "Boo. Scared-looking Darnold sees ghosts in ghastly L to Pats." And then next to the headline, it says, "Sam's spooky stats." And then listed his awesome numbers.
Yeah, it's too close to Halloween and too late a publisher publishing to get anything really good in there. Stats.
Yeah, paper's got to hit that. Once they find the game's over, you have maybe 2 hours to crack that out.
I'm not even sure you get 2 hours. Yeah. I'm sure you got to get that lickety-split.
Well, the Patriots are outscoring opponents by 25 points per week when you look at their statistics. And the fewest points a game allowed through the first 7 games, as you said, John, this is by far the lowest. This is in the Super Bowl era, was 6.9. And the New Orleans Saints, I guess the second closest, the 1991 New Orleans Saints with 8.6.
And I was even reminded, I mean, the Patriots have given up 48 points and at least 2 touchdowns of that. Is it their fault?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right.
The Jets scored both their touchdowns. It wasn't the defense's fault.
Was it like an Olszewski screw up?
Yeah,
or,
it was an Olszewski muffed punt that was hit. No, was it the Giants? That was the Giants where Olszewski muffed the punt. I've forgotten already.
No. That was the beginning of the season.
One of them was a Stidham pick 6.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is even better than that.
Okay, so when we get back, there was an interview. I don't know if you saw it before the game with Adam Schefter. And he talks about Brady's future with the team. And if you're a Patriots fan, you might not want to hear it.
And you got to wonder what death-defying act Schefter was doing in order to stand at a height where he could be seen by the cameras.
He actually used Bon Jovi's like cord that he comes in during the "You Give Love a Bad Name," where he flies
Bon
like
Jovi
Superman.
Is much taller than Adam Schefter.
That's why he needed it.
Yeah,
exactly. He was actually levitating.
All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the 25th anniversary edition of Comics Come Home, hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, and more are coming to the TD Garden on November 9th. Limited tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com.
So before the game yesterday, Adam Schefter sat down at the desk, Randy Moss, Steve Young, and everybody else, and started talking about the future of Tom Brady on the Patriots. And if you are somebody that wants Tom Brady to finish his career here, you might want to cover your ears.
Again, let's just boil this down to the basic facts. Once again, when we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale?
Yeah, but...
Hold on, Steve. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's boarding his contract, what does that tell you?
It tells you that he's now recognizes in the NFL that you can play much longer because the game is safer for quarterbacks. It is easier in many ways for quarterbacks. And because of that, you're going to get guys that play 23, 24 years. The odds of you playing on one team just go down more and more as you play longer and longer. So your point being that the odds of Tom Brady finishing in New England are getting lower as he plays longer just because there's opportunity and option.
But it sounds like he's making these decisions
correct.
On his own. That correct. He's dictating.
He's setting it up. He's setting it up, and we'll see to move on. Now, listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on, and they walk to the abyss, and they look down, and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear. He's thinking
in many
about
ways,
leaving New England.
It comes down to how Jerry Rice and I thought about retiring. I felt it was super important to retire as a 49er. Like, I want to be, I'm a 49er, I'm going to retire. And Jerry's like, I'm playing ball, bro. I'm out. And he went to Oakland. He went to Seattle. Does anyone care that he went to Oakland or Seattle or even Denver? No. So he proved to me that Tom should not, like, in the end, he will retire and go to Hall of Fame as a New England Patriot quarterback, whether he finishes there or not.
You know, with what you're saying, Adam, that's very shocking. Where do you see him going?
Well, I'll say this. It's setting up. I don't know whether he's going to play, not play, move on.
But if he did decide to go, where would
I'm
you
sure
see?
I'm sure there would be a half dozen franchises or a dozen franchises that would be interested
well,
in the service.
It's like everything he's done has set it up to where more than likely he's going to leave at the end of the year.
I just like how bitter old quarterbacks are, and I don't blame them. Because the game is so much easier now, and you can't get hit.
I know.
So you can play forever. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm here, you know, nursing 85 injuries, and you can't barely touch these guys now. Yeah, that's my favorite part of all those. Yeah, but I didn't know his trainer. I didn't know Guerrero sold his house.
That's new to me, too. And that's interesting as well.
Bertrand had that, actually. I think Bertrand tweeted a picture of Guerrero, the end of Guerrero's driveway with a for sale sign.
I thought that was a joke.
No,
a picture of, like, the trainer's driveway.
I thought it would maybe I'm completely wrong, and it was listed as a joke, but I took that to mean that Guerrero was at his house up for sale also.
I mean, that's a big deal. And at that point too, I mean, if Guerrero's moving too, and I don't think that this would be posturing to get like one last big contract by putting your house for sale. I mean, that's kind of a big deal if you do that. So I mean, I think you can just take all of that away and say that I think after this year he's got no loyalty to this team.
Well, and then if you're the team, you got to look back and you got to go, well, Brissett's playing super well and Garoppolo's undefeated.
So they're 17-2. Is that right? Like those three together this season are, if it's 7-6-13.
Yeah, Brissett has two losses.
Yep.
But
sure.
In fairness, you got Dorsett for Brissett. So that was an even Steven trade. And then you got a
second
round.
Well, you couldn't have kept him. I mean,
they got rid of Garoppolo.
They could have kept Brissett.
Yeah, they could have easily kept Brissett. It wasn't making any money.
What's the timeline on that? Who has gone first? I'm trying to remember.
I think they traded away Brissett first.
Okay, well, then you don't want to keep three quarterbacks. Well,
no, what I'm saying is...
Well, you could have kept three quarterbacks. He wasn't making any money.
I don't... It seemed odd when the trade happened. I mean, I don't understand why they... Well, they traded him because they thought they could keep Garoppolo, and then they couldn't keep Garoppolo. I mean, it was bad management.
Yeah, so they have a second-round pick, and they have Philip Dorsett, and then there's two guys that are succeeding starting on other teams. So if you were going to get rid of Brady, yeah, you should have had a little bit more foresight than this.
Two guys you're going to see in the playoffs, too. Yeah. Probably back-to-back.
Somebody's tweeting saying they're moving to Connecticut. Where is he going to play? The Jets, Giants? Come on, guys. You know where he can play? Anywhere he wants.
He's got enough for a private plane.
I hate to tell you, but half the Patriots don't live here.
I know. Do you know how much his wife makes?
Right.
I don't think being far away from the city he plays in is going to be damaging for him.
There are players who have homes in other states who play for teams that they don't live in.
Philip Rivers lives in San Diego, and he takes the RV up every day.
Yeah, I mean, you can play. It's in the NFL, for a couple of years, you can find a temporary place to live.
I mean, he lived around here for the convenience of getting to the facility. I mean, he's bought a big house in Connecticut to be by New York City. So, I mean, yeah, the idea that he picked up the stakes and left, that was like whatever, but if Guerrero's moving too, That's weird.
And then I still put stake in the stuff that he's been doing on Instagram with Antonio Brown, where he's liking these posts after Antonio Brown went after Robert Kraft. I mean, it just shows to me that there's really not that tight loyalty that we all thought was there.
And now he's doing TV shows where he's coming out of rough times.
I mean, you know, whether he knew that's what he was coming out of or not.
We'll hear.
Listen, I know Hollywood, Fred, all right?
Well, Gasper does, so we're going to play that coming right up. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, hello. You know, it's amazing that the Jets would draft the quarterback who came out early out of USC. I mean, what could go wrong? Does anybody remember Sanchez?
Have you seen what USC's done since Darnold's left? Well, look,
No.
If you don't have that information, I don't know why you'd be so snide about it.
Well, he's just saying.
What they are is a puppy mill for quarterbacks who barely get to play.
Name another one.
Name
besides Sanchez, name another one.
Leinart was
a Heisman Trophy winner. That's one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. Give me a break. Darnold was a good pick.
A disappointment in the pros.
Yeah, but he was it wasn't a ridiculous pick. He was considered one of the best college quarterbacks of all time.
He had a hell of a team around him, too.
All right, Rich, I don't know who you were scouting at the time of the
Todd Marinovich, as Dan just said in my headphones.
Todd Marinovich had to stop doing steroids, and he didn't go to USC. He went to Michigan State. So maybe we can all calm down a little bit about our knowledge of college football.
Carson Palmer is the only USC quarterback that leaps to mind.
Sure. But, I mean, I like how this is the first time, obviously, anyone's seen Sam Darnold play. I can understand if it is, you would think he's the worst quarterback that ever played football. It's the Jets playing the Patriots, and the Patriots having an elite defense.
Marinovich did go to USC,
Marinovich, I thought he said, Marinovich went to USC. I thought he was talking about Mandrich.
Cody Kessler, ex-Patriot, USC.
I thought he meant Tony Mandrich.
Oh, Mandrich. Mandrich was missing defensive line, offensive line.
Mandrich was taken one pick ahead of whom? Mandrich was taken one pick ahead of whom?
He was picked second by Green Bay.
Yes.
And who went third? Oh, this is going to bother me. Who is it?
A running back from Oklahoma State.
Barry Sanders.
That's right.
By the way, somebody makes a great point, because I told Mike the same thing this morning. He said, you guys are missing Randy Moss stopping Schefter in his tracks. Great question for some actual dirt, and Adam had nothing.
No, he's just telling you who moved where. But
he's right. He's right.
This Sammy D bashing has gotten out of hand. These Patriots fans have seen the Jets implode constantly. Let's go. Let's go. Not go crazy. You sit back, you watch Sammy D play next week, he'll be all right.
We forgot. I'm getting tweets of a bunch of USC quarterbacks. Matt Cassel, for example.
Yeah, he
didn't
really
play at all at USC.
Yeah, he was a backup to Leinart.
Yep. Rodney Pete. There you have it.
Rodney Pete had an okay career.
And Rob Johnson won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. I think the program's terrible. No one's ever come out of USC. Yeah. It's just a terrible program. Just look at what USC's done since Darnold's left. They've fallen off the map. Kid was 21 years old. He's no Baker Mayfield. He doesn't have the intangible.
I think he's 22, actually.
22, okay. I'm sorry. He's 22. And he played his 16th game as a pro last night.
Yeah.
So good for him. All right. Rich doesn't think that Brady knew about coming out of the spa.
I said there's a chance. Okay, he didn't know.
You're backpedaling a little bit.
No. I said there is a chance. When that green screen thing came out, I'm like, you know what? There's a possibility.
You seem to be leaning on the side of he was duped. But
yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah, that's ridiculous. And now we'll have to remember that the guy who is the producer of the whole thing said that he couldn't believe that Brady actually agreed to do it once given the situation. But maybe we don't know as much as some people here at the station. In the pregame yesterday, it was Mark Bertrand, who also reasonably thinks that there's the producer and creator of the show has no reason to lie. And also,
except for more people watching it and getting clicks. And,
yeah, I somehow don't think he wants to do the lawsuit and tell people that I think that it's worth not having Brady in the scene to kind of get around with things. But nonetheless, so that's going on. And Breer also believes that, obviously, the facts.
But Christopher Gasper, intimate knowledge of Hollywood. We will have that for you. No commercials here, just the headlines.
I'm looking forward to this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.